back.
That was intel.
Coach, the other night you had said the choice, pull the goalie or take a timeout. Tonight you took a timeout. Any specific reason?
Yeah, a few reasons. We were just, we were up three straight goals and I thought it could be six by the end of, if we don't. So we stopped bleeding, we ended up scoring soon after that. You know, we eventually got the game tied, but it was out of timeouts to call after that.
You guys had a really good like first period, and then the second period started to go downhill. Like, what was like just the turnovers, or guys just not trying to get that?
Yeah, it's the story that stood the test of time for not winning. They didn't stick with the process is a perfect example of it. They had the puck the whole first period. It didn't go in for them, but there's no reason to change anything that went on, and we did. We pressed, and you know, it's shades of times when things didn't go so well for us is when you're continuing to press for offense. It's one of those games that we clearly beat ourselves, and it's becoming probably a little bit too much of our story in a game that I thought, you know, after the first period we had full control of, and we weren't satisfied in sticking with it. And then you saw what happened. And it was just odd man's breakaways, turnovers, and it's perplexing why some of these players that have been with us for a while, you know, especially in game 76 or whatever it was, are continuing to do this. It's too bad.
I know. No one's like pointing the finger at Vasilevskiy necessarily with the goals because the chances you guys were giving up. Like,
who's pointing the finger?
Said no one's pointing.
No. Yeah. Why
would
no?
I'm saying, like, yeah. You have a guy like that.
If he's not in there, yeah. It's way worse. So he did everything for us. It's can't give up these chances. If you want to go far in the playoffs or you want to do anything, you have to play defense. You have to stick your ego aside and not worry about, you know, how many points you're going to get or how much ice time you're going to get. You got to worry about keeping the puck out of the net. And everything positive comes from that. We have not learned it on a consistent basis yet.
Hey, thanks, Coop. Love pretty practice at Brandon tomorrow.